brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Let's go to DJ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. DJ, how can we help?
Howdy. So I'm kind of having some trouble wrapping my head around an issue where I'd like to start my own small equipment rental company, but I have a natural kind of aversion to debt, but I think that the amount that I'm going to need to start this company at the lowest level is going to be enough to where it might be worth getting into some level of low level debt. I found a 0% loan for the particular piece of equipment I want to buy. So I'm not sure
which is
where
what
to go from here.
And how much? Tell us about the equipment and how much.
All right. So to give you need the backstory, because it's a good backstory. The company that I work for is extremely motivated to help their employees out. They like to have their employees be able to have the equipment they sell. So they sell their equipment at cost plus a small transaction fee. And so on the new equipment, the amount is $30,000 for the piece of equipment that I want, plus the attachments that I would need in order to make it marketable.
Oh, you get the attachments with the $30,000?
You get the attachments, you get the equipment, you get the warranty, I'm also then allowed to be my own repairman.
All right, so what kind of a machine are we talking about? What does it do?
About a 3,500-pound mini excavator with zero TL swing.
A mini excavator. And what are you going to rent that to people? Did I understand that right?
Yes, sir. So
and how much are you going to rent it for?
I'm going to try to rent it at $350. That's kind of what I've found has been a comparable rate.
$350 an hour?
$350 a day.
$350 a day. Oh.
Yes, sir.
Seems like a pretty good deal. Of course, I don't know much about mini excavators.
Usually rent somewhere in that $350 to $400 range.
Who are the people that are renting mini excavators?
So my goal is to go for kind of the homeowner demographic who says, I don't want to pay someone $4,000 to do this. I'm going to rent this machine for $400 and do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my demographic is I don't have enough money to be wasting it, but I have enough money to rent something.
Okay. And a couple more questions here. You started off the call sounding like you were going to have multiple machines, and now we're just talking about this one. So is this what you're going to start with?
So this is what I'm starting with. Over time, I'm going to buy in cash, but just to get that beginning going, I'm thinking a loan would be
how much cash better. Do you have saved up?
So right now, me and my wife are trying to buy a home, and we're also having a child, so it's kind of...
This sounds like the worst time to do this.
But answer the question really quick. How much money do you have saved up?
So, sorry, I'm adding. I'd say about $7,500.
Okay.
Or not, yeah, $7,500.
How many tons you said this thing is for the mini excavator?
How many tons or how much did it weigh?
Well, I'm looking on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm seeing a whole bunch of mini excavators running anywhere used from $5,000 to $13,000 to $15,000.
Uh-oh.
So why don't we just buy a used one in cash to see if this business even has any merit to it?
Exactly.
So I've called a couple local business owners over in the area that I used to work, and they said that they tried to buy the used excavators, but what ended up happening was they would go through and have to put new bushings in and put new pins in, and then the amount of work that it would take to make it marketable actually got them up above the cost of
the new
machine.
If I'm the homeowner, I don't care if it's the shiniest, newest one. I want someone that's getting the job done.
I get that, but the cost of making it that would make it run well enough that people would be able to rent it.
So
at
we've
a
hit a wall.
Cost.
We've hit a wall, DJ.
Yeah.
You called us.
You want to buy a home. You're having
us.
A kid. You're about to go $30,000 into debt in the middle of all of this to hope that you ROI. It's going to take 86 rentals at $350 just to break even.
This
on
is crazy risk, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
It's
That's
nuts.
Kind of why I really wanted to push towards buying the used. I just have a lot of fear about that because I've seen what those repair bills get.
No, you're missing the point.
And like
DJ, you're missing the point. You called us. And you wanted to know our opinion.
I would not do this loan.
This is
crazy. I would not do this business.
This is risky. You should wait. Have the child. Do you have any other debt?
I've actually paid off the remainder of my debt.
Great.
Do you have an emergency fund?
I do.
Is that the 7,500 or you have stuff outside of that?
I have a cash emergency fund set aside as well, but I tend to forget that that exists because I won't touch it unless I need to.
I would not start a business at this stage. Even if you had the cash, I'd put the cash towards buying a home, wouldn't you, George?
Well, and right now we got this baby on the way. We got to make sure that mom and baby get home safe and there's right. no medical bills to pay. And this is a lot of responsibility. And so I'm waiting until we got the baby, we're in the new house, then we can start this business with cash.
With cash.
Start okay. slow. I would not, even though you're getting a discount and it's this great opportunity, this is how most stupid decisions start.
I don't think it's a great opportunity. I'm not even trying to dash your dreams, DJ, but this is really, why the reason I walk through, who's the customer, all this stuff, this is highly speculative, and George ran the numbers. You got to rent it how many times?
86
days. Full-day rentals. You've got to rent it. Just to break even. Man, that is going to become a weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, the only reason that I'm more pushed towards it is because I've talked to 4 people so far that do this, and they average about 10 rentals a month in the slow season. So it's not, you know, but I understand what you're saying.
I appreciate
about buying
it.
I would much prefer buy it with the cash.
Well, then do that. You are relying on 4 people who are giving you a story that's worked for them. There's no guarantees it's going to work for you, and they may be okay with debt. You're not. Why would you be okay yeah. now but not later? That's what's weird to me. You're like, well, in the future, I want a cash flow. But right now, let's go borrow money. And I just don't understand where future DJ is getting tripped up by present DJ.
I just have such a fear of standing still that I'll never do it if I don't.
What if your fear?
You know what I mean? That fear of sitting
I do.
Still.
Yeah, but let me give you what you should be afraid of. You should be afraid of going backwards. This plan has a healthy dose of going backwards involved. I'd rather stand still than go backwards. What about you, DJ?
I'd say you're probably correct about that.
Not probably. I'm rarely right. I've been married 25 years and I have 3 teenagers. I'm wrong all the time. At least that's what everybody says, George. But in this one rare situation, standing still or staying still or holding serve, you pick the metaphor, George, is a lot better. Why?
Well, there's a lot of risk here. And my brain just went to insurance and liability and starting the small business. What happens when this person destroys your equipment, gets hurt on your equipment because you didn't maintain it properly?
Yay.
And that part worries me alone, on top of the fact you're trying to buy a house and have a baby. We're trying to do too much at once. And so for those reasons, I'm out. If this was Shark Tank, I would opt out of this investment.
You really handled that well. I mean, when you started running through all that, I have a tad bit of anxiety for our friend.
You need some Tums just thinking about it.
Yeah. You know what? Usually I have a little.
He's got some in the desk.
No. There used to be a thing. I was going to pop a Tums right there.
There's something about when there's big changes happening in life, it makes us want to go do something a little crazy. Buying a house, having a kid, and you go, I got to start the business. If I don't do it now, I'm never going to start it.
George, I want to bring back what I think is a really interesting wrestling match with millions of Americans. I want you to weigh in on it. I get what he's saying. He's young. He wants to get ahead. He wants to own something. He wants to be his own man, work for himself. I get that urge. And he's going, I'm afraid of standing still. And he's forgetting about the risk of going backwards.
Mm.
What do you think about that wrestling match? Well, that's a real wrestling match.
Yeah, sometimes you're standing still because there's a cliff right in front of you. There's a precipice there. And it's your body saying, listen, man, you're not safe right now. And so I'm going to pause on this whole deal. And we love small business. There's a right way to do it and a right time to do it. And both of those boxes are not checked for me.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.